And that should bring up our first quarterfinal, which is going to be Zach Rehak of Thomas Jefferson and Dom Nadoza of Altoona. That's at 107 pounds.
Chep Turk of Thomas Jefferson up 4-0 in the third period, riding with that lead 20 seconds in. The WPIL fared well, Lanford, in that opening round. Imagine we'll see a lot of them in here in the quarters on mats 1, 2, and 3.
Making it to the semifinals means you basically you have three chances to win one match.
That's it. Got to like your odds to potentially get to Hershey. You can get to that semifinal round.
Headlock down there from the little guys on mat number 4.
Caleb Neasley of Dubois and Carter Alford of Obama.
Turk with a minute to go, leading 4-0 over Lloyd.
He's got him on his back in some trouble, though.
And there's the fall. Turk by fall in 5-17. Down here in quarterfinal action, Rehak trying to come in around behind Nardoza, trying to lace a leg. Got the leg laced now. Three near fall awarded. Or excuse me, not three near fall, three. Three takedown awarded. What am I thinking? It's hard to break old habits.
That's right. You think three, you're thinking near fall.
It's amazing how the sport has changed so much, even like since I competed. And when I competed, you know, it had changed a lot.
You need to report to Matt 4. Tempt to left, you know Alderdice. Matt 4, you are up.
You know what one of the biggest changes I think that I've seen? Whenever I wrestled, that's when, like, legs were kind of, like, really the at the height of their, you know, being used. And a lot of people, not a lot of guys run legs anymore. It's like we figured out how to get out of them too easy, and now we're back to running bars. You know, because I think because of Spencer Lee, and we've gotten better at that. Tilts are now a bigger thing.
Huge thing, I think, really.
It's amazing how the sport kind of evolves that way. Another thing that used to be like straight after, you know, from when I was coming through is when the funk kind of really kind of hit that stride. And now we've learned how, like, it's almost like if you get into a funk, you've probably messed up and got into a bad position. You know, so.
Yep.
It's just neat how it changes.
Cooper Roskowski of Kiski area getting underway against Rocco Cacciotti of Hollidaysburg. Still the opening round at 2:15.
Another takedown here for Rehak, and he's now up 9-1. Final for Henry Hayes of Central Mountain wins 14-5 of Byron Clark of Obama. Obama brought a lot of wrestlers.
Sure did. Owen Rush of Canada Mac will be coming on the mat.
Rehak now with a tilt on Nardoza. Doesn't they roll all the way through though?
Takedown for Roskowski. He's up 6-1.
We will run down the semifinalists after each weight class. We missed the quarters, but we'll run these down, these victories, because that does kind of set up what tomorrow looks like after the weight classes conclude.
Yeah, a little easier to recap the quarters than this round of 16, which flew by with the amount of falls.
And the hard part was because they kind of put three deep and there was some falls here and falls there, there were times that we had five different weight classes out on the mat.
Yeah, right.
You know, we'd already started the – farther down.
Owen Rush just about to get underway with Jameer Rainey of Alderdice. Roskoski of Kiski up 9-2, 20 seconds to go in the opening period.
16-2 now for Rehack at the end of the second period. Rehack with a one-point escape, technical foul. So we have our first semifinalist. It's going to be Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson.
Start of the second period, Roskoski of Kiski area on the bottom. Stands up to his feet and out for one to make it 10-2.
In a similar situation, so we've got 215 out there. We've still got 285-pounders out there. We've got our first 114-pounders in the on the board. So got 107, got four different weight classes that are kind of rolling through.
All WPIO matchup on mat three. This is a rematch of the quarterfinals last week. Michael Johnson, West Allegheny, Tommy Gretz of Connellsville. Gretz won in tiebreaker. Second tiebreaker, I should say.
And now Rush is finally under.
Had an escape and takedown for Roskoski. He's up 13-2.
Underhook's coming here for Rainey. Out of bounds. Gretz now in deep on a single leg, trying to finish here on Johnson. Not able to do it. Oh, potential danger call. That knee was bent way back.
Owen Rush still scoreless. A minute in against Rainey of Alderdice.
McGarity will follow Rush, the top seed at 107 pounds from Peters Township.
Roskoski takedown near fall points. Roskoski should get the tech. Talk a bit about it. Didn't award the points yet, but it is a tech fall for Roskoski at 3:53. Bennett Ferraro of Pine Richland, a winner in the consolations by fall in 49
scoreless
seconds.
First period between Gretz and Johnson. So living up to the expectation.
Scoreless at the end of one for Rush and Rainey. Rainey on the bottom for the second period. D'Angelo Hamilton of Fox Chapel. Peyton Kearns of Mifflin County about to get underway at 285.
Rushing, trying to get under these arms, and has Rainey broke down. Doesn't want to go out of bounds. You get a big guy flat on his belly, you want to try to keep him where he's at. Now got a bar up in here. I tell you what, Rainey's, I thought like Rainey was going to leave his feet in bounds and roll to his back, thinking like, oh, I'm out of bounds. Well, as long as your foot stays in, you're in.
That's right.
1 point escape for Johnson. On our feet now here in the second.
Still scoreless between Rush and Rainey as they start back in the middle. Rainey to his feet. Off the fresh start, Rush takes him out.
Got to watch that. You can get easily called for a stalling if you kind of push that guy out of bounds. Gretz in on a single leg again, but doesn't hide his feet. If you don't hide your feet, you can end up in that funk. Now this is probably going to be potentially dangerous. Look at that knee. Tell me. Rush now getting a breakdown here. He's got this bar locked up. Got to get out to the side a little bit. Get ready to run. You're on your toes. You can't be on your knees.
Lisa's in the middle of the mat.
This is in the
not on the edge of the mat.
Now on his toes, and this is why you get on your toes. Looking for the fall here is Rush. Got a side back. Big guys on their back is hard to get off. Should be a fall. There it is. Time is 3:42, and so Rush advances. Just waiting on that one final 285-pound match. This will bring up top seed Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township down here on mat number two. He's taking on Hollidaysburg's Connor Sidney.
Escape was given to Gretz, so he and Johnson tied at one.
Oh, trying to come in around behind here is Johnson, close to getting around behind. Got the takedown there, does Johnson. And that's a big takedown. 1:19 to go. McGarity got a really deep front headlock here. Probably a little too deep. Now trying to switch up. Got a cradle locked up. Got a takedown now with this near side cradle. Now I got to try to readjust and get it towards a little bit tighter. Now looking for the fall here is McGarity. Got four near fall. 7-0. Now going to come up on top with a power half. In pretty good position here. Gretz trying to come to get an escape. 45 seconds to go between Johnson and Gretz. Gretz with the reversal coming. 4-3. And now he'll push Johnson away. Back in deep on a single leg is Johnson. Double leg. And they go out of bounds. 5-3. Johnson leading Gretz. McGarity up 7-0.
D'Angelo Hamilton of Fox Chapel still scoreless with Peyton Kearns of Mifflin County. A minute to go in the second. Hamilton on the bottom.
And Johnson's going to come away with a 5-3 victory over Gretz.
And McGarity's going to pick up the fall at 1 minute and 36 seconds over Connor Sidney of Hollidaysburg.
One more match at 107 pounds. That's down here on mat three. Just coming out, Bo Finnick of Franklin Regional and Andrew Alexander of Mifflin County.
Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional also underway against Braden Sidney of Hollidaysburg. Brady Rohaley in the Consolations of North Hills leading Aiden Thompson of Cranberry 7-0. 30 seconds to go in the second.
Parker Jennings of Trinity on deck on mat number four. While we've got a second here, let's take a break. We'll be right back here on greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Welcome back to Canada Millen High School. Greg Warnock, Lanford Simpson, bringing you tonight's PIAA West region for Class AAA. Again, top five from this tournament tomorrow afternoon will advance to next week's PIAA championships from Hershey Park. I believe next Thursday they start, what, at 4 o'clock? What time wrestling starts for AAA?
Usually. Yeah, usually around that time. I didn't look at the schedule, to be honest with you, so don't quote us on it.
Well, I don't, is there more qualifiers this year, or is this 20?
I think it's the same. It's five from each region, so 20. For a 20-grand bracket.
Yep. And now the preliminary round is over.
Yeah, Peyton Kearns of Mifflin County defeats D'Angelo Hamilton of Fox Chapel 4-0.
Okay.
Titus Colangelo picked up a penalty point for locked hands on Braden Sidney, so Colangelo leads 4-0.
And that should bring up, after Rahaley knocks off Aiden Thompson, we will have Parker Jennings of Trinity out on mat number 4. Elimination bout here at 114 pounds.
We'll take on Ray Bronowitz of Alderdice. Underway as well, Nico Capusta of Hempfield area, Gavin Heverly.
Got a fall down here for Andrew Alexander of Mifflin County. And that does finish off the 107 pounds. So we'll run down the 107 pound bracket. Here's what it looks like. Semifinals. Going to be Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township taking on Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson. Johnson of West Allegheny will take on Alexander of Mifflin County. So three WPIL guys and one District 6 at 107 pounds.
Bronowitz of Alderdice has been taken down twice now, three times by Parker Jennings. So Jennings leads 9-2 at the end of one. That's a consolation at 114. Titus Colangelo, Franklin Regional, leads 5-0 at the end of two. Quarterfinal at 114. Capusta of Hempfield area. Gavin Heverly of Central Mountain scoreless, 50 seconds to go in the opening period. Jennings takedown. He's going to get near fall points. Parker Jennings of Trinity looking for the fall, and he will get it. Time of the fall, 1 minute and 23 seconds to stay alive to tomorrow's action. Stalling call on Sydney of Hollidaysburg, who trails Colangelo 5-0. 1:15 to go in the third.
Down here on mat number three, we've got Barrett of Penn Trafford leading Klepa of Norwin. 114-pound quarterfinal.
Heverly of Central Mountain will start the second period on the bottom, scoreless with Kapusta. Thirty seconds left for Colangelo of Franklin Regional leading 5-0.
Looking for a fall down there is Harris, and he gets it over Natoko of Obama. Team score at this juncture of the tournament is Thomas Jefferson leading Mifflin County and then Central Mountain Connellsville. Thomas Jefferson has 29.5, Mifflin County 23.5. Central Mountain and Connellsville each with 21. State College right behind that at 20.5.
Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional into the semifinals, a 6-0 victory at 1:14. That'll bring up Thomas Bencho of West Allegheny taking on Braden Weaver of Altoona. Quick takedown for Weaver just 6 seconds in.
Reinhart with a 10-1 final over. Wiped it off before I got it.
Kapusta of Hempfield area still riding scoreless. 45 seconds to go in the second period. We're going to get a stalling call on Heverly on the bottom.
Barrett now leading 4-0 down here on mat number three. About one. Or 114 pounds, about 115. That's a quarterfinal at 114 pounds.
Seven nothing lead now for Weaver of Altoona on Bencho of West Allegheny.
Barrett now leading 10-1.
Final seconds coming off in the second period for Nico Kapusta of Hempfield area. It's going to be scoreless after two.
Nine-one, Weaver leading Bencho at 121 pounds.
Escape given to Kapusta to start the third period. He leads Heverly 1-0.
These other two quarterfinals aren't very close. Gotten a 10-2 lead down here for Barrett of Penn Trafford over Klepa of Norwin, and a 12-1 lead for Weaver over Bencho.
Yeah. Quick consolation update. Daniel Smith of Connellsville at 127, leading Josh Dobson of Punxsutawney 14-1. Still 1-0 lead for Kapusta. He and Heverly go out of bounds. 1:12 to go in the third. It looks like we're going to get a tech fall for Braden Weaver. There it is, 16-1 at 1 minute and 57 seconds. And also the tech fall for Daniel Smith of Connellsville, and the consolations at 127. 45 seconds to go, third period. Good fireman's carriage attempt for Kapusta, and he's going to get the takedown and near fall points on Heverly. And there's a fall. Kapusta getting a fall from the fireman's carriage, and it's going to be a time of the fall, 5 minutes and 25 seconds. Michael Warson of Fox Chapel, Luke DeSantis of Penn Trafford getting underway. DeSantis with the opening takedown. Zach Franks of Connellsville, Mateo Gallegos of Dubois about to get underway. And it's going to be a 10-2 final for Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford over Colton Klippa of Norwin. So Gallegos and Franks, the last bout at 114.
Rice and Caracciolo out here on mat number 3.
Franks and Gallego still scoreless, about a minute to go in the opening period. Shot attempt by Franks, and Gallego is going to be able to get behind, take the early 3-0 lead.
Still scoreless down here on mat number 3 with Caracciolo and Rice. 3-0 lead for DeSantis over Warson of Franklin Regional. DeSantis out of Penn Trafford. Gardner of Canada Villain will be coming up down on mat number 5 next.
Vegas looking for a tilt on Franks near the out-of-bounds line. Only gets a 1 count. Won't get any back points. He'll lead Franks 3-0 after 1.
Rice still scoreless down here with 30 seconds to go in the first period at 121 pounds.
Escape for Gallegos to begin the second period. He's up 4-0. Morrison of Fox Chapel riding, but trails 3-0. And now an escape for DeSantis. And I don't know if it was blood time or what happened there. Or just a he just hit him in the tooth with his head. So Blood time going now for DeSantis. DeSantis leading there 4-0 as they get back underway. Takedown for Gallegos on Franks. He's up now 7-0. DeSantis of Pentrafford with a takedown. He's up 7-0 as well.
Back down here with Rice, and he's still scoreless. Now he's might try into a Jonesy tilt. Trying to jump across. Can't get it. Now in better position is Caracciolo with the single leg. Kind of missed the opportunity, and out of bounds they go.
Gardner of Cannon McMillan about to get underway. Consolation. 121. Gallegos is going to lead 7-0 at the end of two on Franks.
Gardner switches. Trying to come in around behind. He gets him behind King, and he dare gets a takedown. 3-0.
Franks goes neutral. To begin the third. Third period, DeSantis Pentrafford on the bottom. He's leading 7-0. Takedown for Gallegos. He's up 10-0 now. Escape for Franks. It's now 10-1.
What happened there? Gardner get the...
I think he got the fall.
He got the fall.
Yeah.
They were laying like side by side, and you're like, I think he had the... Yeah, it was cradle. So.
Yeah, 59-second yep. fall for Gardner. Mikey Ruan of Franklin Regional in a consolation, 127 against Leighton Bauer Sox of Mifflin
right,
County.
Rice leading here on top. Got this cross face trying to... Figure out a way to stay in control here on Caracciolo. Caracciolo trying to come out the bottom. 52 seconds. Trying to get a power half. And now better position here for Rice. Oh, now getting near fall here on this power half is Rice. He's going to be up 9-0. In a lot better position now here is Nolan Rice. DeSantis leading 7-0 here with just 2 seconds to go, so you can go ahead and pen him out. And I tell you what, Mateo Gallegos is pretty good.
Yeah, he's looked solid here in this matchup against Zach Franks.
Final 7-0 for DeSantis and a final 9-0 for Nolan Rice. So both those advance. 114 pounds. As these last 4 seconds come off the clock, it's going to look like this. Semifinals, Nico Capusto of Hempfield taking on Colangelo of Franklin Regional. Barrett of Penn Trafford taking on Gallegos of Dubois. 114-pound. Capusta Colangelo and Barrett Gallegos. Three. And Dubois out of District 9.
Evan,
so three District 7 and one District 9.
Evan Tolliver of Ringgold underway at 127 against Wyatt Long of Bellefonte. Leo Joseph of Latrobe with a quick takedown on Colin Bauman of Central Mountain. Takedown for Long. He leads Tolliver 3-0.
Down here on mat number four, we got, or mat three, we got Sloboda of Butler taking on Aiden Coons of Central Mountain.
Another takedown for Joseph of Latrobe. He leads 6-1. Wyatt Long is going to get back points on Tolliver.
Evan Sala with a technical fall over Kyan Jeter of Carrick down on mat number five.
Four near Paul. Fall points for Long. He leads Tolliver 7-0.
Aiden Coons of Central Mountain trying to take Sloboda down. Got to watch, though. Sloboda's kind of wiry. He was trying to slide in a leg for a spladle, but they call stalemate. 40 seconds to go here in the first period.
And you're going to get a tech fall for Mikey Ruana, Franklin Regional in the consolations at 127. Tolliver of Ringgold trails 7-0 at the end of one.
Sloboda coming in around behind here, got the legs in. Trying to pull an arm down. Here is Santina Sloboda. Time's going to run out in the first. 3-0 Sloboda of Butler leading Coons of Central Mountain. Long leading 7-0 over Tolliver. Now we're going to run blood time.
Joseph of Latrobe leading 9-3, 15 seconds to go in the opening period. Gus Dedeford of North Allegheny in the consolations. 133 leading Gavin Jacobson of Punxsutawney 3-0, and looking for a fall is Stediford. Does not get it, but he'll be up 7-0.
Close to getting a reversal. There's the reversal. 5-0 now as they are in the second period, 1:28 to go. Tolliver trying to split Wyatt Long here on mat number two. Down by 7.
Second period begins with Joseph getting a takedown. Goes up 12-2. Skate makes it 12-3.
Sloboda up on top. Now there's potentially dangerous call with legs in. They're on their feet.
Blood time going for Wyatt Long, who leads Tolliver 7-0. Joseph of Latrobe up 15-3.
Constellations are going about one weight class faster than the quarters, which is expected.
And there's a tech fall for Gus Steadiford of North Allegheny in the Consolations at 133. 17-0 at 223. And there's a tech fall for Leo Joseph of Latrobe to advance into the semifinals.
So 121 quarterfinals are complete. You got Weaver of Altoona taking on Nolan Rice of Connellsville. DeSantis of Penn Trafford taking on Leo Joseph of Greater Latrobe. So again, another weight class with three WPL wrestlers advancing to the semis, matched up with the District 6 champion in Weaver out of Altoona.
Carter Putt of Indiana, Dalton Winner of Cranberry underway. Winner with the opening takedown on Putt. Tulliver will ride for most of this second period. He's got 20 seconds left. Trail 7-0. Let's go the leg. Wants to get out in front. And there's the escape for Long. Not sure why he went out front and gave up that leg. But it's 8-0 after two for Long leading Tulliver.
Sloboda leading 5-0.
Once again, we are going to complete these quarterfinals and round one consolations, and that will wrap up action for this evening.
5-0, 126 remaining. 8-0 Wyatt Long of Bellefonte still leading Evan Tulliver of Ringgold.
The semifinalists are slated to start at 10:30 a.m. Remember, you can see the best high school
6-1 lead for winner of Cranberry after a second takedown on Carter Putt.
Classic on Saturday, March 29th at AHN Arena at Peters Township High School.
Working on the knee pad of Coons. Down here on mat number mat number three.
WPI All-Stars will compete against the Women's and Men's New Jersey All-Star teams. The women's goal begins at 3 and the men's at 4:15.
Winner looking to take Putt to his back.
Between the Pennsylvania and USA Putt's in trouble. Begins at 6. Visit.
And there is the fall for Dalton Winner of Cranberry at 1 minute and 39 seconds.
Santina Sloboda leading 5-0.
Tulliver Ringgold, 1:10 to go in the third. Trying to get a reversal.
Patrick Tarantella of Central Mountain leading 15-2 in the Consolations down on mat number 5.
Chase Smith of Franklin Regional taking on Luke Willishell of Latrobe. Quarterfinal at 133.
Nearing finals here on both these quarterfinal matches at 127 pounds. Sloboda got just under 30 seconds remaining, leading 5-0. Long with an 8-0 lead over Tulliver. That's with 38 seconds remaining. Sloboda called for stalling with 13 seconds to go. Long riding on top. Double boots in, trying to power half. Just kind of waiting on time to run out. Time runs out, 5-0 for Sloboda. He advances. Long will end up knocking off Tulliver, 8-0.
There's the final. Long, your winner. Willishell of Latrobe, a pair of takedowns. He leads Chase Smith, 6-1.
will bring up Nally on to mat number two.
Appreciate you listening in, whether it's greensports.net, which is presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, or on the WJPA Sports Network, which is presented by CNX Foundation. Tom Canale is going to be taking on Declan Barr of Altoona. Another takedown for Willishell. He's up 13-2. First period just about to come to a close. Start of the second period neutral between Willishell and Smith. Again, Willishell 13-2.
Nico Fanella looking pretty solid here against Barrena of State College. 7-1 the lead right now here in the first period.
Still scoreless between Canale and Barr. About a minute to go in the first period. Barr in on a single. Canale reaching through and looks like he's got like a leg cradle in.
Yeah, but they're not going to give that because Barr can come out the back.
And there he does. Just do that and gets the takedown to go up 3-0.
Nico Finello in with another single leg. He's now up 10-1. Got to swim, Canale.
Legs are in right now for Barr.
Finello will work off the bottom here in the second.
Canale will trail 3-0 at the end of one. Barr will start the second period on the bottom. Willishell of Latrobe is going to get a technical fall. Takedown makes it 16-2. He's going to get some swipes. And he'll get four near falls and win 20-2 at 3:42.
Finella up 12-1.
Canale's going to try to get back points, and he'll get a couple of swipes here on Barr. Three total to tie the match. He's got a leg and running that power half. Canale again trying to sit back, and he's going to get a couple swipes. Sitting on two near falls right now.
It's been a good period for Canale. Now getting high. Good time to bail there. Good job. Finella with a fall down on mat number three.
Time of that fall, 3:32. But the two back points, and then he escaped to Barr. Canale leads 5-4, 44 seconds left in the second. Kai Vioma of Connellsville, Elijah Brocious of Cranberry getting underway.
Collier Hartman is going to take on A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny. Down here on mat number three, that's 133-pound quarter.
Shot in by Barr. Canale tried to spin behind, but Barr able to snatch the leg late.
Don't want to get sloppy here. You did a lot of work here in this period to get back into this match. Don't get sloppy now.
He's going to funk through. He's going to get a takedown.
No.
I thought he was going to get it right there, but Barr somehow.
Hartman in deep on a single leg. He's going to take Snatchko down.
I don't know how Barr fought that off, but now he's just trying to hold on to the leg, and he's close to a takedown. Canale turned his body.
Time runs out. No takedown.
Canale with choice.
Hartman riding on top of Snatchko. Jordan Rutan with a victory 16-0.
Nathan Klingensmith of Norwin with an 11-8 win in the consolations. Escape given to Canale. He's up 6-4, wrestling neutral in the third.
Hartman riding on top 3-0.
Had a takedown for Kai Vioma. He's up 3-0 at the end of one on Brocious. Shot in by Canale. Sprawling back is Barr. Canale just trying to hold on to that elbow.
Hartman trying a half here. Wetz cranked up tight. That's some flexibility, though, there from Snatchko. Potentially dangerous called.
6-4 Canale, 1:17 to go in the third, wrestling neutral. Shot in by Barr. Deep shot. Canale sprawling back.
Three-zero end of one for Hartman.
Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park leading Devin Junko of Trinity 7-0 at the end of one. That's a consolation at 145. Canale able to get the leg laced, gets behind, and Canale with the takedown. He goes up 9-4.
That's a big takedown there with 30 seconds to go. Hartman 3-0 here in the second period.
Stop action, stalemate with 24 seconds left. Canale leading 9-4. Now Barr is going to want injury time.
Kai Vielma leading 3-0 in his 139-pound quarter. Another takedown here for Hartman. He's up now 6-0.
Keep an eye on Devin Junko as well, who trails Ethan Higgins 7-0. A minute and a half to go in the second period. Junko on the bottom. Kai Vioma of Connellsville leading 3-0, 19 seconds left in the second period.
Again,
riding with that lead.
All real-time scoring and results are on all the brackets. Lower
another takedown here for Hartman. He's now up 9-1.
Is a BIAA team scoring event. Team scores are being kept. We will award that trophy at the end of the tournament.
Junko to his feet. Higgins brings him back down, holding on to that elbow. Now an escape for Junko. 7-1, Higgins out in front. 30 seconds left, second period to go out of bounds. Takedown for Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan. He's up 12-2. And now an escape for Snatchko, makes it 12-3. Kai Vioma starts his third period on the bottom. Back underway, Canale leading Barr 9-4. Barr trying to grab an elbow, wants to try to roll Canale. He does, but Canale sticks behind. And now Canale with under 10 seconds to go. Another roll. I think only a one count there for Canale, but does not lose control. And it's going to be a 9-4 victory for Dom Canale of Trinity in the quarterfinals at 127. Escape for Kai Vioma. He's up 4-0. Collier Hartman starting the third period on his feet, leading 15-3. A takedown will give him a tech fall, and he'll get it. And he'll get some back points, too, along the way. So Collier Hartman into the semifinals, 18-3 at 4 minutes and 18 seconds. So a pair of Washington County wrestlers on their way to the semifinals. Devin Junko of Trinity in the third period now trailing Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park 7-1. That's a consolation at 145. Injury time going for Elijah Brocious of Cranberry, who trails Kai Vioma now 7-0. 1:12 to go in the third period of that one. Talon Mazenko of South Fayette taking on Dom Ferraro of Pine Richland. Kale Yannick of Moon taking on Jake Noble of Mifflin County. Back over to the consolation bout for Higgins with an escape. He now leads Junko 8-1. Now down to 45 seconds left and out of bounds they go. Elijah Elser of Brashear with a fall over Samson D with Dubois. Consolation of 145. Junko back underway with Higgins, trailing 8-1. 30 seconds left, third period. They go out of bounds. Still scoreless, Armazinko and Ferraro, as well as Yannick and Noble. Kai Vioma still leading 7-0. 44 seconds left in the third.
Obama coach to mat 5, please.
Back to Devin Junko. Final seconds of this third period. Shot in. Higgins trying to spin behind. And Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park will eliminate Devin Junko of Trinity. It'll be an 8-1 final. Okay, now's a consolation at 145.
Just saw Jake Stevens, and I told him, I said, hey, enough of the theatrics. I'd just much rather you just win and not have to do it by fighting off your back.
He just wanted to entertain our fans, that's all.
We had a little guy last week in the finals, was up 10-0. And I told him, I said, just like stay away from the head. And he looked over at me like what I'm saying. Got blast doubled straight to his back.
No.
What are you doing? He ended up getting off. He fall off his back. Won 10-7. But I'm like, what are you doing? What are we doing?
Kai Vioma of Connellsville will defeat Elijah Brocious of Cranberry 7-1.
Did you run down the 127?
I did not.
127-pound semifinals look like this. You got Sloboda of Butler taking on Long of Bellefonte. Canale of Trinity taking on Werner of Cranberry. So you got a District 9 and a District 7 or 6 and then 2 7s.
Consolation 145, Liam Hine of Mars, your winner by fall in 52 seconds over Zach Schmidt of Alderdice. Three nothing lead for Ferraro of Pine Richland on Mazenko of South Fayette. Still scoreless are Yannick and Nabel of Mifflin County, Yannicka Moon, and Owen Campbell Plum, scoreless with Camden Everly of Mifflin County. Those are all quarterfinals.
Dopperhauer of Bell Vernon is scoreless down there with Ryder Say of Meadsville in the 152-pound consolations. Also 152-pound consolation, Alex McLaughlin of Cranberry leading Daniel Cabaness of Obama. Oh, might be worse. Cabaness is finding himself on his back. That'd be some strength there fighting off of it. We have anybody of our guys out here right now?
We got no one from Washington or Greene County. Got Mazenko, South Fayette out there.
We'll stay here. We got the Mazenko and Doppelhauer. Doppelhauer is facing elimination. Maybe as soon as they're done, we'll step aside again.
Had a reversal for Yannick of Moon, and now he's trying to get back points, but able to roll through is Jake Nabel of Mifflin County. So Yannick's lead 2-1 at the end of two. Scoreless at the end of one, Owen Campbell of Plum, Camden Everly of Mifflin County.
Ferraro leading 4-0 over Mazenko. That's in the third period now. 1:15 to go. Yannick at 133 pounds is trying to make it a all WPIL semifinal. Gotta watch getting his arm up there close to the head. Ref's down there really watching to see if it comes a full Nelson. Up 2-1, 1:20 to go.
Cole Doppelhauer will be on the bottom to begin the second period, taking on Ryder Say of Meadville. They are scoreless at the end of one. Doppelhauer with a switch.
Dom Ferraro now up 10-1.
Good job by Ryder Say, though, to stick with it and maintain control in a scoreless bout.
He is so close to a full Nelson. It is Yannick. Now, Granby attempt there by Nabel. And Yannick still in control. But getting close to getting out is Nabel. Oh, now dropping down a single leg. This is a good ride here for...
Oh, man. He rolled for a second there.
And he's staying in bounds here. This is a great job here by Cale Yannick. I mean, this is how you need kind of ride out. And Cale Yannick of Moon is going to knock off Jake Nabel of Mifflin County. So 133 pounds looks like this. You got Fenella of Indiana against Yannick of Moon. Willishell of Latrobe against Hartman of Canamac. All District 7 guys. And so that means you got guaranteed three there.
Yep, absolutely.
Guaranteed to get three. And Ferraro also comes away with a victory. Brings out Max Feierstein of Franklin Regional. He's taking on Case Chop of Butler.
Also TJ Allison of Trinity on the mat against Dodden Soto of Bell Vernon. Owen Campbell of Plum trails Camden Everly of Mifflin County 4-1 on their feet at the beginning of this third period. An escape for Cole Doppelauer. He leads 1-0 after two. And Say will go on the bottom for the third. T.J. Allison, Soto, scoreless. A minute in, still wrestling on their feet.
Firestein and Chop still scoreless here after a minute. Doppelauer is hanging on. In a pretty decent spot on top. Oh, don't want the leg to come out.
Out of bounds, 18 seconds left, first period. Allison and Soto still scoreless. Doppelauer, Bell, Vernon, 1 minute to go, third period, still riding and leading 1-0. That's a consolation at 152. Takedown for Everly of Mifflin County. He leads Campbell of Plum 7-1.
Chop in deep on Firestein on a single leg. Firestein trying for a Jones tilt.
Scoreless at the end of one. Allison at Trinity on the bottom for the second.
Doppelauer holding four. Looks like it.
Looks like the case, yep. Allison out for one, just seconds in. He'll lead Soto 1-0. Cole Doppelauer will survive in the consolations.
Just find ways to keep advancing.
He does it with a 5-0 victory.
Zillman of Harbor Creek with a quick fall, 15 seconds. On Sobel Collins of Obama. That's down on mat number 5. Stalling called there against Soto. Allison kind of got Soto pushed out.
Everly of Mifflin County defeats Campbell of Plum 7-2 at 139. That was a quarterfinal.
Following Allison will be Mason Calgaro of Canamac on mat number 2.
Seconds left, second period. 1-0 lead for Allison.
Max Firestein leading 1-0 over Case Chop.
End of two. Allison leads 1-0. Soto with choice. He'll be on the bottom for the third.
Back down here with Firestein, 1-0.
Dalton Perry of Central Mountain leading Jacoby Thompson of Meadville 6-1 in the first. Escape for Soto.
Stalling called on Firestein as they go out of bounds.
Soto and Allison wrestling on their feet, tied at one. Ankle pick from Allison, but unable to finish. Soto tried to spin behind, but Allison readjusts back into a tie-up.
Soto now tied at one on her feet. Going to come down, I think, to a single takedown. Chalk with a takedown on Firestein here with 1:25 to go. Got poked in the eye.
Yeah, TJ Allison poked in the eye, so stopped momentarily. He's been the aggressor, if you want to pick one, on the feet.
Well, yeah, and he got that one stall call, didn't he?
He did. Now Allison wants injury time.
Liam Costa of Moon going to get a technical fall over Alex George of Dubois.
It's a consolation at 160.
Firestein with the escape. Now down by two. Getting too deep on that arm. Shorter arms on these. That's a stalemate. Firestein. Down to 25 seconds, trailing.
Hayden Sullivan, Akana McMillan, Zane Dixon of Obama. Underway consolation at 172. Try to keep an eye on that as TJ Allison. And Soto of Bell Vernon, stalling call on Allison.
So now it's even up. Now no one gets a, no one can take a break.
Yeah, and really it was Soto just attacking Allison on a shot.
Oh,
that
they're looking for a fall now is Solomon. Has Dixon on his back. Oh, Dixon trying to get over to his belly now. Solomon's in a good spot. Should be a fall. And he got it. Time is 57 seconds.
So we're going to overtime between Soto and Allison, tied at one.
Final 4-2, Case Chop of Butler knocks off Max Firestein.
A lot of head taps and head movement between Allison and Soto. Allison goes in on a leg. Now Soto duck under attempt.
Reese Height of Altoona taking on Ramil Islamov. Quickly Islamov with the takedown.
In on a leg. Now trying to pick up is Soto. Trying to finish. Trying to step over top.
Close to getting this.
Very close. Just 5 seconds left in the overtime period. Can Allison hold on to not give it up? And he does not.
Islamov up now 6-1. Now trying to turn Height and looking for the fall. And there it is. Time is 27 seconds. And Ramil Islamov knocks off Reese Height.
So Allison will be on the bottom for the first 30 seconds. Allison to his feet. And Soto cuts him free, knowing he had that stalling call on him. So good heads up there.
Evan Petrovich of Connellsville now out here taking on Griffin Reed of North Allegheny.
2-1. Soto will go on the bottom for his 30 seconds.
Remember, Allison scored first, so it'll be his choice in ultimate tiebreak if it comes to that.
To his feet, Soto. Allison's got to let him go. He doesn't want to get that stall call, and he does. Tied at two. Now Soto, you would think, would be the aggressor here in these final 15.
Really needs to try to do something. Take down here for Petrovich.
Good job of circling there by Allison.
Yeah, that's a good job getting circled to where then it makes the other guy look like he's backing out.
And took off probably a good another 6-7 seconds. So we're going to go to the ultimate tiebreaker, tied at two. And Allison right away knows it and goes on the bottom.
Petrovich with a 3-1 advantage.
TJ Allison trying to come to his feet. And able to get a leg free and out in just 4 seconds of the ultimate tiebreaker to win 3-2.
So at 139 pounds, you have Kai Velmer of Connellsville taking on Everly of Mifflin County. Ferraro of Pine Richland will take on TJ Allison of Trinity. Three wrestlers for District 7 and one from District 6 in the semifinals.
Andrew Gall of Bellefonte taking on Mason Calgaro of Canna McMillan.
Petrovich now with a 6-1 advantage.
Seconds in, no score. Calgaro in on an inside single.
Petrovich finishes off the first period up 6-1.
Cal able to get Calgaro off the leg and a minute in, still scoreless. Dalton Perry, Central Mountain, a 15-3 winner over Thompson of Meadville. Shot in from Calgaro.
1 point escape for Petrovich. He's up now 7-1. Brock Evans will follow Petrovich and Griffin Reed. Evans taking on the top seeded Luke Sipes of Altoona at 160 pounds.
Maddox Shaw of Thomas Jefferson underway against Colby Sealer of Mifflin County, and Shaw with a quick takedown. Calgaro in on the leg again. Has Gao hopping on one leg, but unable to finish.
That's good single leg defense. We've seen it three times now from Gao. Petrovich with another takedown up 10-1.
Calgary will go on the bottom to begin the second period. Shaw with a takedown. He's up 6-1.
Petrovich with another takedown up 13-1. And so far, Calgary has not been able to get away. Shaw with a fall.
Yeah, he had a cradle locked in. Gets the fall at 1 minute and 10 seconds. Which will bring up Darius McMillan of Peters Township.
And trying to come out and face here is Calgaro. Calgaro now close to getting the 1 point escape. He's up facing Gall, but Gall still with these double underhooks in. If he gets pushed out of bounds, they might not give up the, might not give him the one. There's stalling called on Gall, and now 1 point escape. So that ended as good as you could right there. Now trying to come back. Duck under attempt there. Oh, nice duck under there by Gall. And he tries to come in behind Calgary was behind for just a brief of moments.
Darius McMillan in on a shot against James Whitbread of State College. McMillan with the opening takedown.
There's a takedown for Gall with 36 seconds to go here in the second. He's up now 3-1.
Escape for Whitbread. It's now 3-1 McMillan.
16-2, Petrovic leading.
One lead still for Darius McMillan of Peters Township.
Looks like they got the blood cleaned up. Calgary is going to come back to center, down by two with 20 seconds to go.
McMillan in on a leg.
And Petrovic with the victory. That will bring up Brock Evans. So now we've got local guys on all three quarterfinal matches. Brock Evans taking on Luke Sipes of Altoona.
Seconds remaining in the opening period for Darius McMillan, who leads 3-1.
Sipes with a takedown here on Evans, comes in around behind. Now 1 point escape for Evans. 3-1.
Shot right off the whistle by Whitbread. McMillan trying to do his best to fight this one off, and he'll be able to, and leads 3-1 after one.
4-2 here in the third period. We're on our feet with Calgary and Gall. And now Gall throws Calgary is back with double underhooks, and there's the fall. Time is 4:30. So we're out here with Evans, and Evans and Sipes are on their feet. 1:06 to go.
Whitbread had an escape and then a takedown to start the second period, so it went from 3-1 McMillan to 5-3 Whitbread. Escape from McMillan will make it 5-4. Now a shot in for McMillan.
On our feet here with Evans and Sipes. Sipes out of bounds. Stalling called on Sipes as they backs out of the mat. Underhook here for Sipes, and he's in deep on Evans, trying to come around the waist. High crotch now, switching, trying to finish here on Evans, and he takes Evans down to his back. Near fall coming for Sipes. Nope. Quickly over to his belly is Evans. 6-1. His time runs out.
Luke Dunlap of South Fayette, two takedowns. He's up 6-1 on Ezra Swisher of Bellefonte. Dunlap from South Fayette. 36 seconds to go in the second. Whitbread of State College leading McMillan of Peters Township 5-4.
Sipes of Altoona working from bottom, and he'll get a quick reversal on Evans. He's up now 8-1.
Takedown for Swisher. Dunlap's lead now 6-5.
Evans getting tilted here by Sipes. 10-1. Now working a bar here is Sipes. Trying to pull his head down, maybe turn Evans. And Evans on his back looking for the fall is Sipes, and Sipes is going to get the fall. Time is 3:01.
End of the first period. Dunlap of South Fayette leading Swisher of Bellefonte 7-5. McMillan gets an escape to start the third period. He and Whitbread are tied at 5. It's been a pretty entertaining bout between the two, taking shots on one another. McMillan hoping for a stalemate right now. He's in on a leg of Whitbread. Whitbread just trying to stand McMillan up on his head.
The guy that gets higher here wins.
It's going to be Whitbread. He's going to get the takedown and go up 8-5.
It's a big takedown. McMillan looks kind of tired.
Dunlap of South Fayette trying to escape to begin the second period. Sit down, turn, grabs the head, and out for one.
With a victory down there at 189 pounds. We saw Gray drop to 4.
McMillan needs injury time.
Fall. I guess looking for a fall, excuse me.
Takedown for Swisher of Bellefonte. He and Dunlap tied at 8. Dunlap had the first two takedowns pretty quick, but since then it's been all Swisher. Still about a minute to go here in the second period, but they are tied at 8. They'll probably move some of these quarterfinals to mats 4 and 5.
I think they will. I think they're going to start probably as soon as these get through them.
McMillan back underway on his feet, trailing 8-6. 45 seconds left, third period.
Needs a takedown.
Stalling call on Dunlap. Hasn't moved much underneath since the Swisher takedown. Snap down for Whitbread. Spins behind McMillan, but did not get him down to the mat.
So still a chance for McMillan. He can score quickly. He's fast.
Now trying. He looks like he's pancake set up, but he's quick, but I don't know if he'd be able to outmuscle Whitbread. Tossed him right on his head.
And Dunlop. Is Dunlap excused? They're looking on the edge, saying no takedown. 9-8, Dunlap's leading.
So Whitbread, last second shot. It looks like it's going to be a technical violation. On McMillan, so 9-6 now with just 1 second left.
Nine, nine here with Dunlap and Swisher.
That'll be it. Whitbread of State College defeats McMillan 9-6.
£145 looks like this. You got Dalton Perry of Central Mountain. taking on Chop of Butler, Gall of Bellefonte against Islamov of Baldwin. So two for District 7 and two for District 6.
Had a takedown for Swisher, and then a second stalling call on Dunlap makes it 13-9 Swisher.
After this match, we will take a
Lonzo Vioma of Connellsville, Xavier Zaruth of State College underway. Braden White of Thomas Jefferson leading Rook Smith of Montour 3-0. They're in the second period.
Trying to roll and get his hips up here. Now, maybe looking for a defensive foul here, trying to get his hips back, is Dunlap. 25 seconds ago.
Lonzo Vioma with a cradle locked in.
Now on his side here. Down to 10 seconds. It looks like Dunlap's going to just find himself on the wrong end of this decision, 13-9. We're going to step aside. We'll be back. It is greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Go Indians, go! Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Consolations at 215 pounds. Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan, an escape to begin the second period. He leads Jack McHall of Bellefonte 1-0, wrestling neutral. Christian Lowther of Ringgold in the quarterfinals at 160. He's scoreless in the first against Noah Weaver of Bellefonte.
Braden White of Thomas Jefferson, 106 pounds. He's leading 7-1 over Rook Smith.
Also have Asher Cunningham of State College leading Carter Morvay of North Hills 9-3. Make that 12-3 with a takedown. Takedown for Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan. He's up 4-0, a minute to go in the second.
152-pound semifinals. Maddox Shaw of Thomas Jefferson against Swisher of Bellefonte. Petrovich of Connellsville against Whitbread of State College. 2 District 7, 2 District 6.
Four nothing lead for Collins of Cannon McMillan.
Asher Cunningham is really putting it on Morvay of North Hills down on mat number one.
Well, he'll get the fall on Morvay. Time of that fall, 1 minute and 54 seconds.
Mario Hutcherson, the freshman out of Kiski out here, scoreless with McLean Miller of Pine Richland. Now Hutcherson up a 3-0 lead. Make that 3-1.
Going to get a reversal for Christian Lowther of Ringgold in the second period. Leads Weaver of Bellefonte 2-0. Consolations and Collins of Cannon McMillan up 4-0 after two. They're going to go neutral for the third period. Nez Green of Central Catholic, Avery Rund of Mifflin County underway.
Ladies and gentlemen, a couple fouls ago.
Monzi Vioma had a fall, by the way, while we were away from Connellsville. He got his 150th career victory with that win.
150 career wins, Luke Sipes. Congratulations.
Another takedown here for Hutcherson. He's up now 12-3 here in the first period.
Escape for Weaver of Bellefonte, so Lowther's lead now 2-1. Out of bounds, 46 seconds to go, second period.
Ben Lloyd and Amer Whitefield of Westinghouse scoreless down here in the first period on consolations. Looks like they are putting some quarterfinals on those back mats. I see Jake Conroy of Ringgold back there. Okay.
Takedown for Weaver Bellefonte. He leads Lowther now 4-2. 15 seconds left, second period.
21-6 technical fall for Mario Hutcherson in the first period, 1:38. So Hutcherson advances.
Paying attention to the mountain boards.
Takedown for Collins of Cannon McMillan. 20 seconds left, third period. He is up 7-0.
To expand out from match 1, 2, and 3.
Rowan Tustin now on the outboard, as is Jake Stevenson.
Match 4 and 5 to complete the quarterfinal round.
Start of the third period, Weaver Bellefonte, the escape. Christian Lowther of Ringgold wrestling on his feet, trailing 5-2. And there's the win for Braden Collins, and the consolations of 2:15, 7-1 win for Collins.
Also victorious was Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebanon.
Nez Green of Central Catholic on the bottom, scoreless at the end of one against Aranda of Mifflin County. 1 minute to go, third period for Lowther of Ringgold, trailing 5-2.
Looking for a fall down on mat number 3 is Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson. He's up 12-3. Make that 15-3. Those are some quick technical falls working on there. 15-4.
Well, pretty clear top three in that weight class between Cunningham, Marlowe, and Hutcherson.
Yeah. 18-5 now the lead.
23.
Go ahead. That's a shot attempt by Barmer, but.
Final 15 seconds for Christian Lowther of Ringgold. Stalling call on Weaver. They go out of bounds with 11 seconds left. One more attempt. Weaver sprawls back. Another stalling call, penalty point awarded, but 3 seconds to go.
After this Lowther match, we're going to step aside one final time, and then we're back to wrap things up here from the PIAA Class AAA West region.
There's the tech fall for Marlowe, and there's the win for Weaver, 5-3 over Lowther Ringgold.
Back with this, it's greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
All right, welcome back. Just moments away from Jake Stevenson and Rowan Tustin to be on the mat, both on deck.
Avery Aron, Mifflin County, leading Nez Green, a Central Catholic. He's going to get a takedown on the edge of the mat and go up now 6-1. Caleb Kinsey of Armstrong, Jackson Long of Belafonte. They're scoreless a minute to go in the first period.
Kendall Hoare of Dubois and Tyker Davis of Altoona scoreless here in the first period down here on mat number three.
Going to get a takedown for Kinsey of Armstrong with 30 seconds left in the first period. He takes a 3-0 lead.
The last of the consolations will be finishing up here on mats 3 and 5, and then, or 4 and 5, and then they'll end up having several quarterfinals out there.
Final 10 seconds of the third period. Escape for Nez Green. And he's going to drop a 6-2 decision to Avery Aron of Mifflin County at 189 pounds. Three to nothing at the end of one for Kinsey of Armstrong. He'll be on the bottom to begin the second period. Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg and Bryce Brungard of Central Mountain about to get underway.
160 pounds. It's Luke Sipes of Altoona taking on White of Thomas Jeffers. And then Weaver of Belfont taking on Velma of Connellsville. So again, another two for District 6 and two for District 7. You got...
We had a reversal for Kinsey of Armstrong. He's up 5-0.
Stevenson. Record now 17-0 for the Raider senior.
Have been assigned and loaded to the queue.
Shot in by Stevenson and sprawling back was Brungard. Now shot by Brungard. Stevenson sprawling back. Still scoreless, 54 seconds to go in the first.
Kendall Hoare leading 7-1. Conroy up 3-0 in his bout down on mat number 5 against Sage Burkett of Punxsutawney.
There's the fall for Hora Dubois.
Yep. And that will bring up Rowan Tusson against Cooper Roskowski of Kiski.
Jake Conroy looking for a fall as well. Looks like he got it.
Conroy with a fall in 36 seconds.
Set to start at 10:30 tomorrow morning.
Still scoreless between Stevenson and Brungard. First period just about to come to a close. Kinsey of Armstrong up 5-0. Wrestling on his feet in the third with Long. Last consolation match is on the mat. D'Angelo Hamilton of Fox Chapel. He's leading Brian Curry of Harbor Creek 4-0 in the second.
Roskowski and Tustin out here on mat number three.
Start of the second period. Stevenson on the bottom, scoreless with Brungard.
Tusson and Roskowski in the over-unders. 1:15 to go here in the first.
Escape for Stevenson. He's up 1-0.
Shot underneath here by Roskowski.
Stevenson in on a leg. Just on the edge of the mat. Now onto the ankle. Trying to drag Brungard in. Drops down on the second leg. Gets the takedown on the edge of the mat. Stevenson up 4-0.
Good job there of mat awareness by Stevenson. Swinging back in and knowing that he had to get that leg high to get the takedown.
30 seconds left. Long of Belafonte with a takedown on Kinsey of Armstrong. Now 5-3. Hamilton of Fox Chapel is going to win in the consolation, so that'll bring up a quarterfinal on mat four.
Switch on deck to mat four. Dana Kearns, please be ready on mat four.
Roskowski now throws Tusson to his back, looking for the fall. And there's the fall. Time is 1:48. So Tusson drops it into the consolations. Kinsey with the final 5-3.
Escape for Brungard. Stevenson on a leg. Trying to pick the leg high in the air, but does lose it as he went to try to grab the head to trip. Takedown for Shep Turk of Thomas Jefferson. Leads Michael Troop of State College 3-0.
Please be ready to wrestle if we shuffle you to another mat.
Turk looking for a half Nelson.
And this is going to be over quick.
He's going to look to get the fall. And
it's a lot of weight on top of you pushing down on your shoulders. Back here with Stevenson leading 4-1.
And there's the fall. 53-second fall for Turk at Thomas Jefferson.
If you brought any items into the gymnasium, make sure to try to make it to a waste station anywhere you can.
Time runs out in the second. 4-1, Stevenson leading.
Hunter Snyder of Latrobe leading Zach LeBrier of Thomas Jefferson 3-0, 30 seconds in. Cam Dana of West Allegheny, Peyton Kearns of Mifflin County about to get underway. About LeBrier, not only does he get a reversal, puts Hunter Snyder on his back for a couple of back points to go up 4-3.
4-1 here, the lead for Stevenson now. Coming to his feet and getting an escape is Brungard, 4-2.
4-2 lead for Stevenson. About a minute to go here in the third period, wrestling neutral. You told him not to keep it close, didn't you?
I told him I didn't want the excitement. I wanted a 4-4 down here with Snyder.
He gets the escape. Getting close to a tech fall is Thompson, a Central Catholic. He'll do it. 22-7 at 2:36 over Wilson of Dubois.
Owen Rush, Cannon Mack, Rearick, Armstrong report to mat 5. Rush and Rearick report to mat 5.
And now all the...
All but one.
I guess Elijah Brown is still waiting. So that will bring up Rush for Cannon Mack, and he's taking on Rearick of Armstrong. Another takedown here for Stevenson. He's now up 7-2. 28 seconds to go.
Right now, just kind of standing, and Brungard holding on to an ankle. Me or Stevenson, hey, let's let the time click off, right?
Just hang out here. 11 seconds to go. 7-2 lead for Stevenson.
I think we have a bloody nose here for Brungard.
Down here with Rush and Rearick, and that's scoreless in the first.
Elijah Brown.
Braden McConnell of North Allegheny. Looks like he was a winner by fall at 2:33.
Harper Creek. Report to Matt 3.
So we have our last five bouts wrestling right now.
All matches are up on the mats now.
Cam Dana of West Allegheny trails Peyton Kearns of Mifflin County 1-0, 1:20 to go in the second. Hunter Snyder of Latrobe leading 7-4, a minute to go in the second.
172 pounds is Asher Cunningham of State College taking on Mario Hutcherson of Kiski. Kinsey of Armstrong against Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson. So that is 3 for District 7 and 1 for District 6.
Roll from LeBrier, and looks like he'll get free for one. Snyder still holding on to the head, so
Brown
no point yet.
Looking for a fall, and he gets it. Brown with a fall in 24 seconds at 215 pounds.
Stevenson back underway, final 10 seconds. Brungard to his feet. Stevenson gives the escape, 7-3. Brungard comes after him. The time will run out. Jake Stevenson into the semifinals, 7-3.
So Waynesburg gets one through. 7-4 lead now down here for Hunter Snyder of Latrobe. And now Rush gets thrown to his back. Looking for the fall here is Rearick of Armstrong. Short time, only 15 seconds remaining. And there's the fall. Time to fall is 1:55, and Rush drops it.
Third period begins. Hunter Snyder of Latrobe on the bottom, leading 7-4. And he'll get an escape to make it 8-4. Cam Dan of West Allegheny trailing Peyton Kearns of Mifflin County 4-1 as the second period about to come to a close. We appreciate you joining us here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County and the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Join us tomorrow. We kick things off here shortly before 9 a.m. Wrestling action starts at 9, second round consolations, and then the semifinals and third round consolations at 10:30.
Oh, how about this? Coming around first. Oh, Snyder almost gave up a take. That right there was good defense. Snyder was almost taken down. He didn't bail on it, and he shows his speed there and comes around in for the takedown. Now up 11-4.
Yeah, it would have been from 8-7, now 11-4. So huge move there. But semifinals, third round consolations at 10:30, 3 o'clock for the medal matches tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning will be you and Bob Gregg, and then I'll be back for the finals tomorrow afternoon.
Looking forward to it. I'm sure Bob is equally excited about being here tomorrow.
He loves wrestling.
He does.
They call him like Wrestling Bob, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think that is what his nickname is. Snyder gets LeBrier to his back. Final seconds of the third period. Hunter Snyder of Latrobe will advance. It'll be a 15-4 win.
So 189 pounds look like this. You got Arend of Mifflin County against Snyder of Latrobe, Stevenson of Waynesburg against Hoare of Dubois. 215 looks like this. Brown of Bell Vernon against Conroy of Ringgold. Roskowski of Kiski against Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic. So at 189 pounds, it is two District 7 and one District 6 and one District 9. 215 is all District 7. And at 285 pounds, this last bout will decide it, but right now it looks like it's going to end up being Peyton Carnes of Mifflin County ruining the WPIL party.
Yeah, it's going to be a 4-1 win for Peyton.
4-1 final. And 285 pounds looks like this. You got Turk of Thomas Jefferson against McConaughey of North Allegheny. Rerick of Armstrong against Kearns of Mifflin County. So only two weight classes where it wasn't three. And WPL has no weight classes where there's less than two.
Yeah.
So they've been pretty dominant.
Yeah, and I think that's what you kind of expected coming into this, is WPL having a strong showing. And they certainly showed it and had some big wins early. And looking forward to seeing if how many they can get across here tomorrow.
Yep. We have our sheet. Got to run down for our closing.
Yeah, absolutely. We could do that. Let's thank our sponsors and make sure you do check them out, because without them, we are not here on the air bringing you the wrestling action. Washington County College Center, operated by a community college of Beaver County. Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Kinetic, internet, better. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Washington Green County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, people you know, people you can trust. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Monarch Student Transportation, Monarch is now hiring. Log on monarchtrans.com for details. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. Saris Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Royal Ivy Reynolds, when planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Reynolds for all your party needs.
And that's going to do it. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock for wrestling action. 10:30 semifinals here from Cannon Millen. Greg, appreciate you being here tonight.
Been fun.